This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello, Marlins fans. And welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Tuesday, August 17th, 2021. And if you're new to the Small Pod, here we'd like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day, all season long, in 10 minutes or less. The Marlins started a three-game series yesterday versus the division-leading and rival Atlanta Braves. The pitching matchup yesterday featured two young pitchers, 25 years old and 24 years old, in a battle between rivals as Atlanta started Tuki Toussaint, who came into the game with a 4.28 ERA in five starts and only 27 and one-third innings pitched, facing off against Braxton Garrett for Miami, who last time we saw him had a not-so-great performance in three innings in a game versus the San Diego Padres. And last night's game started hot early with the Braves loading the bases with zero outs, but Miami was able to minimize the damage by having bases loaded, zero outs, but only giving up one run, which is really great to see defensively and pitching wise in situations like that. Bases loaded, zero outs, only giving up one run, or it could have been much worse. And also in the first, we got a Jazz Chisholm home run. This is his third career leadoff home run, which tied things up at one run apiece.
Diaz, De La Cruz, and Braxton Garrett. And that is Jazz Chisholm Jr. hitting one deep into the second deck for the second day in a row. Leadoff home run. Jr.
And Marlins were able to take the lead with an Isan Diaz home run in the second inning. He's really been improving over the course of this season. He's still batting under 200, but you could see improvement from Isan Diaz, especially with that home run. Went 416 feet. It was really incredible. And Braxton Garrett was done seemingly right after that home run. In three innings, Braxton Garrett was off the mound, totaling three hits, two earned runs, two strikeouts, and listen to this, he gave up six walks in three innings. I mean, see, in average, he's walking two guys per inning, which you do not want to see, and it was not great to see so many walks from Brax. And coming next to Brax was Paul Campbell, came in to relieve Garrett and gave up a hit to Ozzy Albies, which gave Atlanta a run to tie it up 2-2 in the fourth. Also, almost right after that, the NL MVP from last season, Freddie Freeman, hit a three-run homer to put the Fish down 5-2. And then right after that, an RBI single by Dansby Swanson, extending it to 6-2. And you thought that was it? You were wrong. Marlins legend Adam Duvall added a home run. Not favorable for Miami. It's just almost no words because just how horrible this inning went, being up 2-1 to being down 8-2, giving up seven runs in one inning. This is almost reminiscent of that time Miami put up 11 runs against the Cubs a couple days ago. I guess this is karma for that. I don't know. Just especially this game, and it's a rival, and it's you always want to win games in the division no matter what place you're in. Six, and then extended in the sixth inning. They extended the lead with a single by, again, who else? Ozzie Albies. Gave Atlanta a 10-2 lead. But on a broader note, we did see the season debut of Jorge Guzman, who was a top 30 prospect in the Marlins organization. And it started off pretty good. First batter, you faced Freddie Freeman and struck him out. Next batter, Austin Riley, struck him out. He was in impressive fashion, but it did not last long as Guzman ended the night with one innings pitched, two hits, two earned runs, two walks, and three strikeouts. It's definitely needs some work for Jorge Guzman. Right after that Austin Riley strikeout, he looked really good before that with Austin Riley and Freddie Freeman, but then after that just went downhill. It was not good reliever-wise for the Marlins. The Marlins reliever-wise, this game was not good. The relievers in total gave up 9 runs. Just the relievers earned runs. 5 by Campbell, 2 by Gunther, 2 by Guzman, and Okert and Detweiler did not give up any earned runs. But it's just really hard to see when you see relievers giving up runs like that in crucial games. And I did mention those runs, you know, do the math, it equals 12. That's because in the seventh inning, Travis Dennard hit a double and increased the lead 12-2 to Miami. Against Miami. And they were not able to mount a comeback, and Miami did fall to the Atlanta Braves 12-2. But the good thing about baseball is always the next game. Next up is tomorrow at 7:10 p.m. Miami will face the Braves in the second game of their 3-game series, and with a pitching matchup that does bring a lot of intrigue. For Miami, they will be starting Sandy Alcantara with a 3.52 ERA, 7-2 record, but a whip of 1.14, 128 Ks. And then for the Braves, this is the one to look out, Yasker Yanoa. Yes, that name sounds familiar. It's the guy who broke his hand hitting a fire extinguisher. He last pitched in May 16th. Yes, it's been a long time, but he's back for the Braves. And this should really be a really great matchup. Oscar Yanoa comes in with a 3.02 ERA, 1.05 whip, 44 and two-thirds innings pitched, 50 Ks. It should be a really good matchup between two really great young pitchers. But that does it for me. But before you go, make sure to like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get the small pod. And do remember this, always go fish.